Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday. August
14th, 2026. You ain't got no job. You better get it.
That's probably too old of a reference now to
keep going back to. Smokey, you taking a spit?
Well, I'd rather it be that than that dumb song that girl made. I tell you what, man, that was... Oh. There ain't no telling what that one song did for the mental health of America.
I kind of want to play it, to be honest with you.
I want to hear it.
Oh, to make Matt more mental.
Yeah. Mental Matt.
Mental Matt. So much. Mental health.
Oh, my God.
Mental health. Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle.
How you doing? I remember meeting you, you know, ass ball is how I used to call you. There, give me the ball, kid.
Mr. Mantle, can I have a swig of your beer?
I don't know if you can. This might knock you stick in the dirt there, old man. But here, yeah. Drink the whole thing.
Stick in the dirt.
Oh, man.
I'm going to make you my special helper. You go get him for me.
Billy Barton told me the funniest racist joke I ever heard in my life. He really did. No, I'm just kidding. I never met the man. I really didn't. He's the coolest man ever, though, to flip the bird on his baseball card. Nobody knew it for years. It was the best thing ever. You know, Paige, how you lean on the bat sometimes, you know, like you're almost holding it like a cane, but you're being...
Yeah, because you're cool.
He was pointing his bird finger down. 1972 tops. People never realized it for years.
Wow.
Now, there's no way you could have a Whitey Ford now. That name's not going to fly.
No. Also, you know, for whatever reason, we were talking about this off the air. And maybe this is just me. I don't know if y'all really echoed on it. I think it's weird. Why is it when I see a man wearing a white, just a plain white T-shirt out in public, something sketchy about that?
Yeah, it's...
just the white one. I don't know.
Because you could, there's no room for... I mean, you could easily mess it up is what I'm saying.
Not being a garment racist either. I just saw someone on the news, oddly, or the news person, just wearing a white T-shirt. I was like, what the hell? The shirt, did you get the iron? He got to work, and he had the iron mark on there. Remember that back in the day? People leave the iron on there too long. Hey, Fred or whoever, you got an iron mark on the back of your shirt. Oh, well, I'll just wear my undershirt here. Thank God I'm not wearing the domestic violence shirt.
Oh, God.
You know, I don't say wife beater page. I think that's tacky.
It's a little... insensitive, right?
It really is.
You could easily ruin that shirt, you know.
Yeah. I know. Just like a small just, you know, maybe a bad sneeze, you know, would stain a white t-shirt. You know, one of them sneezes where you sneeze and you felt something leave your throat, and about like a half hour later you see a booger on the wall.
Oh,
or like a loogie or something. You're like, dude, something flew out of me earlier. I don't know where it went.
Like, oh, there it is. Right
there. There it is on the TV screen, damn it.
Right, we're just
hanging. This was in 4K, but no, that's a booger on my TV.
Just hanging from the edge of it.
Yeah.
Like, is this actor got a runny nose? Like,
oh, that's weird.
That's
man.
His name, actually.
Achoo!
It's weird when you see other people do it. Obviously, you can't see you do it, but when you see somebody sneeze and
it looks like you're just having some kind of just like a small seizure, like just like one sneeze.
You got the flips.
And I'll tell you, man, I've been going down the road before, like, you know, a major highway, and sneezed. And if there had been a car on either side of me, I think I would have hit him. Yeah, because sometimes them sneezes just come out of nowhere.
Yeah,
a lot of times. Like, you ever had a number two just come out of nowhere? Sometimes it's like, hey, I'm going to be there in about 15 minutes. Get ready.
But you don't have much time. It's like 15 seconds.
15 seconds kind of thing.
Run to the bathroom.
Yeah. Some of the sneezes just like, you feel like, I don't know, whatever the allergy little molecule is, or some kind of little particle just goes right up in that one spot that just...
Oh, yeah. I think I had one yesterday.
And you just happen to be holding a steering wheel going 85 miles an hour down 26. You got to keep it straight.
You get a snort. You snort a lot.
I haven't snorted in a while. I snitted yesterday.
Do you do that when you snore?
I snit my socks. Yeah.
Snort the bed.
I snitted them. I did. During the allergy season, it's hard not to.
I bet.
Yeah.
It's bad if you snit.
Yeah.
You're not ready for it.
Yeah.
Like,
well, the worst thing.
Pardon me.
The worst thing to do is to snum. That's the worst.
You can die from that.
I think so.
Could you do
that?
That's
how people die.
I don't know if you could snum or not.
Oh, wow.
Because you can't open your eyes when you sneeze. Like, your body's reaction is to close them. I think that's your eyes don't pop out of your head.
It's like sometimes you ever see, you know, I say this, Paige, maybe you've seen a man do it. I haven't. Where the eyes start fluttering, like they roll back in their head. You
yeah,
know, from like the end of sex.
Situations.
Like, oh, man. Like, I've made Mark me Ellis. Feel good about myself, but God, you looked like you were possessed just then.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yep. Especially some people can, they don't fully roll them back. You see the under the,
where it looks like they're shape shifting into something.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
You think Taker can still do it, or does he get a headache? Maybe.
God, man, when I do it, I do. Like that, this like feeling like, yeah, you ain't supposed to be here. Like when you turn your arm the wrong way, you're like, I ain't supposed to go that direction. My eyes go by like that. It's like when you think, you're like, what am I looking at? Looking up inside my, like right just behind my eyebrows, whatever that space
looking
is.
In your brain?
That's where I keep all my hidden secrets.
Oh.
Ask me a question. Let me look up in here under the eyebrows. Eugene Levy has an entire library up there in his.
Wow.
He really does.
He's got a big cranium.
He's got big eyebrows.
Yeah. He's got some bushy ones.
He's sitting there just looking up. Let's see. Let me push this
mandibular.
Over to the left. There it is.
To the cranium.
Yes, frenulum. That's the word. Frenulum.
That's it.
My son's like, oh, I knew that.
I might make a frenulum sometime.
Make a frenulum today.
Tonight on frenulums.
I had the frenulum conversation
Jesus,
yesterday,
man.
As a matter of fact.
That's the word of 2026 for me.
Yeah.
50 years of walking this earth, never knew that.
Yeah, you can't say... You can't say the C word that rhymes with split.
No.
So you have to say frenulum.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't say man split.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people call it, right?
Yeah, but you know what's interesting about that? Like, you said that in, like, man, like, what, like, I think man cave, manscaping, like, they quantify, like, generally a feminine word, but put man on it. Not that women usually hang out in caves.
Womanscaping doesn't sound appropriate.
But just
call it bush hogging.
But man, you know, I haven't seen one of them hats in years. I got to get a Greer.
You got to get a Ditch Witch cap.
Yeah.
Welcome to Bush Hogs. How can we wax you?
The man cave. I don't know. A couple other ones just popped into my head too. But the, you don't say like that's a woman. Yeah.
I don't want to go in your man cave.
I don't have one.
It just
I got
sounds
a man
like
house.
It's unsanitary.
If you go to a barber shop, they should offer you the that service as well. If you want to pay up for it, a little manscape.
Oh yeah.
A little bush hog, if you will.
Oh man.
A little snip, snip, clip, clip.
Some See, places you go to, like I want just that, please. Like start there.
But it's like,
get some help.
If you okay, so let's say Paige that you didn't have your degree in bush hogging, and if you wanted to go get that service done or whatever, do you say like how you say
como se dice?
Do you say hey by the way I want to have a female do this? Like do you quantify it with that?
Yeah, or I guess if you're more comfortable with that.
Yeah.
If you want, well, I mean, especially like for a facial, do you want a man rubbing on your face?
See, no, listen.
Do you want a man rubbing your back?
Don't put man and facial in the same sentence, please.
No. I like a
use men.
A man giving me a massage, like, no.
I mean, I've had a facial.
It's not that I can't control myself, and I don't think he can either, but it's just like, I don't, you know, it's just.
He's going to give you the best, like, deep tissue, right?
Well, I know. Oh.
I've gone to both, and I think.
Yeah, but it's different for women, though. It's so different for women. It really is. Y'all can accept it, like, both ways.
You should reach out to a barbershop, if you know any, and say, hey, would you be interested in adding these services in the pubic
well,
region?
Well, if they're licensed, yeah.
Like cosmetologists it's a moneymaker.
Can't be snipping down there unless they're trained.
First off, if you ever bring scissors down near mine... I hope you doing it with I don't know what.
Brings back memories, right?
Yeah. I mean I use fly tape, it's what I use.
Frog tape.
Yeah. Fly.
You can have
it's like the stuff you put out to catch flies, that tape you like your grandma used to put on the windowsills.
You never seen the frog tape commercials?
No.
Frog tape.
But it wouldn't
Does it catch their tongues? That would suck.
It wouldn't be like super cuts where everybody's out there and
watch it.
And it would be you know, in a back room where you're not splayed out, you know.
You get to pick out a stencil when you want a Nike check in your underwear hair.
Paige makes me want to go to Splayed Again Sports. Splayed Again, Sam. All right.
Man. So attractive.
I'm not saying this about that business, but if there were a similar business with a different name, they would have all kind of sports equipment, you know, footballs with chunks missing out of them.
Oh, my God, yes.
Broken hockey sticks.
Oh, my God, yes. Hockey sticks. Hey, man.
Jersey with the number half gone.
Yeah.
Like, if you want a gift card, here you go.
No, they're all practice jerseys. Like let's say half mesh jerseys that you had to wear.
Yeah.
So crappy ones.
The little midriffs. Yeah. Let's say it was called Do It Again Football or something.
Do It Again Football.
You got to come in there and you get a broken hockey stick or
yeah.
The dog chewed the rubber out of the puck.
No, we have a place called Drink It Again Spirits. It's like when you have a party and there's like a half bottle of wine or a half bottle of liquor and you're like, I don't want to put this back on the shelf.
That is perfect.
You go sell it. It's like freaking Plato's Closet except for liquor.
Now, it might have a little backwash in it.
Probably
you know?
So.
It's down a little bit.
Yeah.
But if they get enough bottles of the same brand, they'll put it together.
It's true. Plus, if you went to somewhere where a cocktail's less than $8, they're mixing all kind of brands into that bottle.
Oh, yeah.
No clue.
Hold the tin.
Liquor or wine?
Oh, dude, we know. Well, it's been a whole long time ago.
Yeah,
like,
a long time.
Like, we know, you know the big brands of alcohol or whatever, they pour all kind of stuff into that bottle. I mean, it was...
To water it down?
No, to put... It's like whatever... let's say, for instance, you go to... Fat Boy, what's the in your personal opinion, the worst retail store experience for you to go to? Discount.
Oh, my God. Let's say it rhymes with pig snots.
Okay, so we call it pig snots. I didn't know if they're still around anymore.
Well, this is the second incarnation.
Oh, pig snots.
Some pig snots.
Yeah. So, like, you go there and you say, oh, look, they have pig snots bacon beard oil. And you're like, oh,
wow.
God. But it's cheap, though. But, you know, it's not going to be the good. No, it's not
on the shelves.
Good. Yeah.
Those metal shelves.
It's not going to be good. Sorry, I lost my train of thought there. listening to this song.
I knew it was going to throw you off a little bit.
I'd love to see what she looks like now, Dina Carter. I had this one summer, man. I forget who she opened for that I went to see in concert. And I was like, I left there thinking about her and not...
Let's take a little gander
here. Not who it was.
Were you thinking of Carlene Carter?
No, she sang barefoot. She performed barefoot. I always thought that was real sexy, except for like...
Really dirty feet?
Yeah.
Barefoot in the Park.
Oh, wow. She still is very good. Good for her. I pull for women to always be pretty, Paige.
Oh, yes.
Good for her. She's 60.
Plus, you know, she's tired of people coming up to her saying, hey, strawberry wine.
Hey, strawberry wine. 17.
Yeah,
hey,
we met her at something, right?
At that...
Bloom Festival.
Freedom Weekend.
I'll just call it Bloom Festival. Yeah.
Bloom Festival. Yeah.
She's very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, Paige and I introed her on stage. It was supposed to be the country station in town. And
this one, Paige was Lori Clark.
And no, they...
I didn't know you when I was Lori Clark.
No, I didn't know you.
Because it was after.
I feel like I still don't know you sometimes, so to be honest with you. But
I mean, who really does?
But nobody does. I change every day.
It's like, hey, radio, you ready?
Radio, don't touch anything. Here's a mic.
Here's a mic. Don't move the stand.
Don't touch it.
Radio.
And the name of her album was "Did I Shave My Legs for This?" I always thought that was good too.
That's sexy.
Like she's like,
"That's a good title."
God, boy, I shaved my legs for this. This is all you got, boy.
Because the second album could be called, you know, "Did I Shave My Cho-Cho for This?"
Mm. Well, Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott would be featured.
Yeah,
example.
You got to put her on a feature.
For once, we would.
I love kids.
For once, a rap song would get sampled instead of the reverse.
Has that happened in country?
I can't think of.
Did they sample the rap?
I'm saying, like, rap will sample the hell out of every song, but
yep.
I don't know if anybody's ever sampled rap into another genre other than Beyonce. No.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's
I true. Actually. I
Cowboy Quad.
I jumped on that bandwagon of that whole thing. I actually heard it. It wasn't bad. I didn't think it was a big hoop to do, though. It's like, because it was only Beyonce that did a country album, is why she got all the accolades. If it had just been like Jody Watley or somebody, I don't know why I chose her. But if it had been like, you know, some kind of like mid, you know, Sophie B. Hawkins, you know, somebody like that.
Yeah, somebody, you know.
Put out a country album.
Somebody that powdered a little bit ago. Right. Looking for a comeback.
Yeah.
You feed the comeback. And
like a Marley Matlin.
Long run. Long run.
I'm not going to do that anymore.
Don't do it.
I'm not.
And I had a cousin that was that condition, so it does run in the family.
Yeah.
So I got
to
be careful.
Plus, you wear headphones.
Loud, too. They're a lot louder than they used to be. My God almighty, these are so loud.
But I wonder, like, or like
I'm too old.
And I'm sure this has been studied to hell, but, like, as far as your ears, your eardrums go, like earbuds being literally right there in your ear hole.
There we are, your ear hole. I'm in it right now. How's it feel?
Boy, you feel, yeah. feel like
that. Vibration. Like that.
Is it better for your hearing or worse to have that earbud right up in there?
Well, you know, I had the parts of them stick in there, so I don't like buds anymore. I prefer the headphones.
I only like them like when walking or working out or hiking or something like that. If I was sitting in my house, you know, well, first off, I wouldn't have on headphones. Wearing a mask when you drive the car during COVID.
What are you doing, moron?
But I don't know.
It's not good for us, obviously.
Either way, I was going to say it's not good because it's like controlled. It's like if you had to wear a gas mask all day long. Like, you're being protected, but you're also going to end up talking like Bane. Batman.
Well, our air quality went to that. That would be horrible.
I'm a 5'8" Bane. I'm so imposing. I'm 5'7".
I'll be right back. I've got to go drain Bane's main Bane.
God, man.
That's a character they ought to do more with. That sucker is
Bane.
A beast, man.
Where is he from?
He should Batman. Be. He should be more imposing than he actually was.
He should have, like, Brock Lesnar play him.
God, that would have been good.
Yeah.
I want to watch you pee everywhere right now.
And then
start peeing.
Two-Face was the other one. That
Two-Face was the other one.
The one that had half and half.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mark Hendricks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Man, I'm not Two-Face, you son of a gun. Mm. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He doesn't like...
Looks like a villain.
Lex Luthor. He does like Lex Luthor.
He does look a lot like Big Head from Ambiguously Gay Duo. Jesus look him up.
He does. I very much
know. What is everybody looking at?
I wish they'd made more episodes of that, to be honest with you. That was a fun little thing. The little car was funny.
Car was funny.
The Batwing. That was cool.
I was surprised to hear the voices. I'm like, oh, okay, that's who does that.
God, who was it? It was also the guy that was the voice of the smoking dog. What, right?
No, it wasn't Smigel.
Oh, it wasn't Robert Smigel?
It was Stephen Colbert and Steve Carell.
Ah, dang it, that's right.
That big what is everybody looking at?
It's, oh, man, yeah.
Remember where they would flip into people when they had a lot of enemies and they had these, like, here, let me, let's hug each other, whatever it was.
Yeah, give me some of your strength.
They would do the flip, you know, he's biting his belt buckle.
Oh, God.
He says, grab me.
Dude. And he flips him. He has him like in the Tombstone Pile Driver thing. Like, they're like standing up 96ing. That's what it's called when men do it, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's everyone looking at?
Paige, you remember the car they drove? It looked like a Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. And they got stuck in a tunnel. They kept pulling out.
God almighty.
Wow. It was just... That's fun, man.
Somebody watching and saying, I don't get it, for real.
Oh, man, what's up with that? Is it Oscar Mayer Wiener?
What's he doing?
Somebody texted in that it was...
We got our pictures taken with the Wienermobile here.
Yeah.
And the Nutmobile.
Yeah, they bring all the... They brought an Ecto-1 here one day, too. One of the Ghostbuster cars.
Well, you know when they do the duck derby, they'll drop the duck off for like a week.
Yeah. It
just sits in the parking lot.
Yeah. I'm surprised some Jeep club hasn't stolen it yet for some kind of like, that's how you get rushed in the Jeep club or something.
You got to steal somebody's duck. You got to steal Doug's duck.
You guys.
Do it now.
You've got to dress up like a duck and jump in Reed River when they do that thing.
The ambiguously gay duo. The ambiguously gay duo. They are thinking on evil, come what may.
There's the car.
Trying to save the day. They're extremely close in an ambiguous way. They're ambiguously gay. They're ambiguously gay.
The ambiguously gay duo.
I forgot that
their hideout was up the statue's rear end.
When he flies, I guess when Ace flies, Gary's mounting his backside to ride him like a jet, I guess you would.
Kind of like the way Crypto ride on Superman and Max.
God, why was that never a movie? They did a MacGruber movie and two TV shows. They never did a gay duo movie.
Well, they did that.
Not enough content.
They did Sausage Party. They did two of them.
Yeah.
That was just stupid.
Dogs, I never watched that one.
I didn't know. Though, with The Rock and Kevin Hart?
No, it's the dirty one. It's real dogs, but it's Will Ferrell's voice and somebody else. God, who did it? I was like, this ain't
who does a good dog voice?
Like, it was a real, like, it wasn't animated. It was a real movie.
Oh. Yeah, that's for the working man right here.
I don't like to think of dogs as having filthy voices or thoughts, to be honest with you.
No, they don't. At least mine better not. They're night squirrels.
They're like, let me tell you something. Ruff, this bitch forgets everything before she goes to work. Ruff, ruff.
But have you ever seen people who literally, and not saying like ugly as a dog, but like people who literally look like a dog in the face?
Oh, yeah.
And then also dogs who look like people, like just their facial structure. The old lady that hung out in the window on 227. She looked like a basset hound all day.
The grandma from Don't Be a Menace.
Yes.
There's been like pages on social media where people look like their pets, you know?
Oh, God.
When they showed Rest in Peace Larry, CM Punk's dog. I knew a few people that looked like him that came to mind.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah.
That had a big underbite.
Yeah. Looked like it was like a Dracula dog or something.
Do you know the dog from Deadpool makes appearances? The one with the long tongue?
The one that was in the suit?
No, the one that they used a real dog with the real long tongue.
Oh, God, yeah. Yes.
That dog does cons.
God, bless.
I don't know who's getting that money, but you can take a picture of that ugly dog.
Is it like a Chihuahua or something?
I think it's something that small, but it looks old and the tongue
it's
is.
Got the tongue.
Yeah.
Massive.
Bless it.
Saw it at a con for, I think it was like $80 for a photo op.
Too cute.
God, I wonder, like, I mean, there wasn't like cons, but there's always been meet and greets. We didn't call them that. It's just, hey, come down to Toys R Us and meet Spider-Man this morning or whatever the hell it was. Like, I wonder, like, back in the day if they did that same thing. Like, if, like, Adam West would dress up as Batman and go do, like, you know, meetings yeah. with kids. I bet he did. I mean, there wasn't, like, Make-A-Wish, but, like, just, you know, maybe at, like, a big function or Boy
and
Scouts or some kind of
fan clubs were more popular back then, you know? Oh,
that was all a freaking bunch of mess. How many fan clubs did you join as a kid? I joined probably
tons.
Dozens.
Marshall Falk. Burger King fan club.
Send $2 and SASE.
Yeah, BK Kids Club.
Wow. It's,
they call the dog's name is Peggy the dog. Is
oh. Peggy. Oh, no,
and,
thank you.
And I guess that's her handler.
I ain't Peggy nobody.
So it makes around. She makes the rounds to the cons.
What How in cute. The,
yeah, but what yeah. is?
Oh, it's not.
You gotta pay to it's take a cute. Picture of that ugly dog.
Look how ugly that dog is. That tongue's longer than most dudes'
Bless
gimmicks.
Her.
Like, did Lassie do meet and greets back in the day? Like, go meet Lassie.
So. Mr. Ed, that would have been fun.
They Ooh. Stuffed Mr. Ed, right?
Did they?
I thought they stuffed him and you could... Oh, no.
Just wait till
Trigger,
he died first.
Roy Rogers' dog. Oh. Or a horse. They stuffed it. Taxidermied, you know, like full-on stuffed it
stuffed
and put it,
it
in its museum, in his museum.
God, did John Wayne have a horse, like a go-to horse? I don't think he had a famous horse, did he?
Not Trigger, that was
no
Lone Ranger.
Trigger and Mr. Ed might be the two most famous ones, like fictionalized TV, like show horses. Obviously, not talking about Seabiscuit and you know and all those.
Well, what was I'm having a heart attack right now. Not a heart attack, but like a thinking attack. What was Lone Ranger's? Tonto.
Well,
who drove Silver? Or who rode Silver?
Oh, yeah, that's Silver.
Tio Silver. That's
Lone
Ranger.
Ranger.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what did Tonto ride?
He had the Dalmatian-looking horse,
no,
right?
No, it wasn't a Dalmatian horse.
Appaloosa.
Where do I know that from?
A paint horse.
Is that a horse?
Appaloosa, yeah.
Is that a famous horse?
Yeah. Well, I mean, spots
it's
on
a,
the back.
It's a, not a brand, but a
no, I thought it was like a famous, like,
breed.
The name. Like, hey, that's Appaloosa.
Oh,
horse.
Appaloosa. I don't think so.
Because the cart rides, you didn't know they're horses.
No.
You know. Little Joe just had a regular steed, Adam, too. Hoss had to have a big horse because, you know.
God bless.
Hoss was a big, Dan Blocker was a big dude.
God, yeah, he was. Freaking Hoss cart ride.
They never questioned, like, Paul, why do you wear that kerchief around your neck? Like, I mean, come on now. We might have to kick you off the Ponderosa. You keep
well,
dressing like
you
that.
You didn't want to. You didn't want to get the hell. I mean,
he wouldn't show any lip to Paul. He'd get smacked real quick and hop sing.
Remember
with,
back in the summertime as a chunky kid when you'd get all dirty outside and everything, like you'd come in. Matthew looks like he's got a set of beads on his neck.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
hang on.
Yeah, you remember that?
You get Ben.
The sweat would pull all the dirt down to your neck fold.
I've seen kids like that when I was a kid.
And it would make look like it would you were wearing like a choker of choker. Dirt. It was awful. Matthew's got beads on, Phil.
Wash your neck, Matthew, yeah. Before you go to dinner.
Yeah, well, it ain't Sunday yet, Ma, or Saturday night.
Tonto's horse.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This was named Scout.
Scout.
It was a Pinto.
Get your neck rag, Pinto horse.
That's an ugly car, though.
Kramer's horse was Rusty. Ate too much Beefarino. I remember that horse.
Beefarino?
Yeah, he fed Rusty too much Beefarino.
It sounds like Beefarino.
Well, I forgot you're not, you didn't watch a lot of Seinfeld. So he fed Rusty. Kramer was doing carriage rides through Central Park, and, you know, whenever they were in between customers and rides, he'd give Rusty Beefarino. So every time they get a ride going, Rusty be, you know, like, he'd like be blowing it up.
Like, you mean like Beefaroni?
They called it Beefarino.
Beefarino.
That sounds disgusting.
Big cans of it. And Rusty would fart every time they get a ride going. It was killing Kramer's business.
That sounds like a real Italian last name.
Beefarino.
Hey. Tony Marino.
Yeah, you got my money 2 points a week.
They call me
bitch.
Beef. You want to throw some big?
I'm going to break your booger finger if you miss the payment this week. That's 2 points. Tacked on the back finger. And that's before you pay the bills, you son of a bitch.
Oh, hell. What a fun Friday. I don't have crap for plans this weekend, but that makes it more exciting. Am I right?
Crap for plans?
Yeah, there might be some stuff going on. You can. Is there some kind of flower festival somewhere happening? Or buy some peaches?
Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Fresh peaches?
I saw some rich people yesterday, and coming back from the farm, and they were stopping at the strawberry farm. And I was just like, look at you. You could just tell.
It's always done for strawberries.
They get out of their car, and she's got, I don't know.
They probably make real strawberry shortcakes when they got home.
Describing like bougie people, you know, and they were getting a new car.
Strawberry farm.
Like, taking pictures with the strawberries and everything.
Oh, like, how fun.
How fun. Look at you.
That's a fun little Mother's Day tradition, just to go pick your strawberries.
Yeah.
Or buy the ones they picked for you already.
They taste so good.
Come back here in a couple months. You see that cornfield over there? It's going to be haunted.
What would you do with your strawberries?
It's going to be haunted. It's going to be made.
Would you make a smoothie or dessert?
I'll make a chunky here in about 10 minutes. You don't watch it.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
She just nodded her head to me on the radio. Thanks, Paige.
Oh, okay. I see what you did.
Do you remember?
Oh, man.
The older white ladies love this one.
It's deja vu.
I love that. Well, thank God they let that part in. You gotta have the ha ha.
Oh, yeah. I should play this like a nursing home. That's awful.
Ah, dang it.
But you know what? We'll all be there one day. I won't. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stay in a nursing apartment.
Well,
I'm going to do not the home.
Well, drain your resources, right? So it's not like.
Well, yeah. I'd probably need help with it at that point.
You'll be there in a short time, maybe half a year.
Yeah, the plan is, that's why I want to have so many grandchildren. It's like one of them, the chances are one of them will do all right and I just live with them.
Well, we'll wipe the drool off your face. You'll be okay.
Yeah. Off my face and blank on my.
I hate to give the guy credit because, you know, he pulls his gimmick out in front of people, whether if you want to see it or not. But in his latest special, Louis C.K. did make a great joke about, you know, I'd put his dad in a home because he was too old to say no.
Oh, wow.
So you just put him in a home. And there he is.
I tell you what, that's, that is all, that is a,
could find one from
I don't want to use the word crippling, but it's appropriate here.
Like, that's the guy who wrote the Jungle Book, by the way.
That was Rudyard Kipling.
Yeah.
Or was it Rudyard? I don't know.
Rudyard.
You should look into your parents' finances before it gets to that point so you know what they can afford.
You get them mixed up with the author, Arne Rundt.
You may think they can go down the road where it's really nice and.
Oof. You know what's crazy? I'm really glad I don't know
young
this
white
information.
Females.
They are nuts.
Yeah, they are.
The older ones are as well. They all are. All are. The sane ones are Puerto Rican ladies, is what I've heard. They really are. They got all their stuff together.
I couldn't find a home for my old man when I was looking. All because he was in a wheelchair. Expensive.
Well, so you know how rent.
It made no sense. They must have known that he had a reputation.
Rent and stuff like goes up. So much.
It's too damn high.
Just imagine what that's been. And then what do you do? Like.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
I mean, what do you say? Well, we're going to have to move you, great-grandpa or whoever.
You know what? What happened to the people that were in public housing here on Washington Street, here in Greenville.
Yeah.
That was getting renovated, right? It was closed for a little bit, I think.
You talking about the one near Old Wild Wing?
Yep.
Yeah.
So those people, obviously disabled people living there. So are they...
transferred out?
Yeah, like, downtown? Did they move into North Main? I think the tower on North Main's full already.
No way.
Pretty sure it is.
For
because that's public housing, too.
Yeah.
Daniel Building?
No, beside it.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's where my uncle had a place, and that's where he passed away.
But that one you're talking about, the assistance, whatever, I don't know what it's called, that used to be like one of the grandest hotels in Greenville. Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
And it eventually becomes...
You're like, what happened? The same. There's one in Anderson, too, the same way downtown.
Yeah.
It's a big high-rise, is public housing.
It just gets to the point where you can't afford your medical bills anymore, and you just live in that situation.
Now, Los Angeles on Skid Row, there's a high-rise they took over. You know, because COVID, you know, everybody, you know, we got to abandon downtown, and they just claimed it. So
that it smells like the Astrodome during Katrina.
So I guess, you know, the mayor, I forget her name, was like, you know what, just let them take it over, I guess. Because I think Skid Row is 6 or 7 blocks, right? They just... slowly let them accrue more real estate.
So I'm sure the current owners love me telling this story because I do say it every once in a while, but the wonderful Weston Poinsett downtown Greenville, when I was a kid, had already been a grand hotel, and then homeless people had been able to take it over.
It was abandoned, right?
Yeah, dude. Like, I mean, there was like, you could look up 4 or 5 stories and see like, lighters and stuff. Like, it's a wonder the place didn't burn down. Like, people are up there smoking crack and stuff.
Man. I remember probably the old sign on there. It's pretty. That's where I stayed on my honeymoon. It's beautiful.
Shoot, man.
I see a lot of people squat everywhere now.
God bless.
One night, and then went home.
Did you get destroyed in that room, if you know what I'm saying?
Did he lay you down and love you all night long?
Oh, you have to hold you close. Legitimate. Well, he had a hard time getting me out of the dress.
Oh.
Remember the dress?
Oh, damn. He didn't want to pop his own eye out.
You
want
to sleep in it? And I'm like, no.
No.
Lace.
Take this sucker off.
He takes the top off, and it's like the big hand in the Jackass movie. We're just
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Hello?
What's happening, my brother?
Huh?
What's happening, my brother?
Do what?
What's happening, my brother?
What are you wrong?
Well, pretty good after dying 9 times.
What?
I ain't going to school tomorrow because I don't have no clothes to wear. Quit, Tommy. I'm going to tell Mommy on you. I don't care what you tell.
You ass.
Well, I'm a dream imaginary Willie Nelson. I'm on the road again.
Goodbye. Hello?
Get out of my house and get out of my wife.
Listen, you kiss my ass.
You have missed your weekend passed up.
You know what I said? I'll rip my foot up your ass.
And if you got a lot of funny going on, man, you don't worry about the other having fun.
Yeah. Where you at? Got your head stuck on somebody's ass?
All right, little boy. You don't sass your mommy like that.
Stop that.
Yes, I do change my looks because I'm 21 and 1. Thanks to God, I'm a miracle.
You full of too.
Well, sometimes it's according to how I feel.
Hello?
I'm Alan Jackson's oldest son.
Do what?
Well, you're positive, that's why I'm negative.
I don't hear that.
I don't want time in my house, which I call a prison.
Call it, whatever you want to do.
I can do Alan Jackson.
You bring my ass up, you bring your ass up here and see what I do to you. Suck my bye.
The Odyssey app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.